Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number three, have a very informative guest coming up about how these global monopolies and scams work. Dealing with diamonds, we'll have your phone calls then as well. I do, again, hope listeners will go to the ObamaDeception.net and pre-order the film. It's going to be shipping out now in only 17 days, or technically 16 days. It'll be shipping on the 15th. Get your orders in now so you get the Obama deception first. It breaks down the history of the global banking system, how Obama is their front man, his history, how he's a globalist, his policies, his lies, how he's betraying people, how both parties are controlled. This is powerful. Very well done. The film is done now. We're just doing some music sweetening and working on the credits and some extras right now, and it'll be sent off to be mass manufactured on Monday. And so I hope you will get your orders in for the Obama deception at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Also, the Obama deception will be in super high quality on March 15th. That's Sunday evening. It's going to go up on that 15th, Sunday release. On the Ides of March, we didn't intend to release it on that. People pointed out it was the Ides of March later, but I think that's poignant. We're trying to kill the lie of the New World Order in a peaceful info way and, you know, expose the big fraud, expose the hoax, kill the hoax, and by that, lift the veil of the left-right paradigm from people's eyes. So, again, the Obama deception, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget Bob Chapman. You can get a free trial introductory, goes out a couple times a week, e-format of the International Forecaster at theinternationalforecaster.com. Be sure and check that out. Bob, in closing here, in the time we have left with you, the pension funds, they're already writing the pension funds, but the stock market, what, the average pension funds are down by about 65%. Is that the correct number? Because I see higher numbers, lower numbers bandied about. And how long until the people realize that this was done by design?
Well, I think they won't want to admit it. And the design has been there for a long time, but they're not hip to what's going on. And they have to listen to programs like this in order to find out. And they will in time, but most of them just don't know. I just wrote this morning. State governments ran up pension fund losses of $865.1 billion in 2008. The assets of 109 pension funds fell 37% to $1.46 trillion in the 14-month period ending this past December. CalPERS, the biggest fund, with $260 billion in assets at its height in October 2007, is down over that period of time 40%. So I think a fair figure is on average is 40%, except for pension funds that kept all their money in bonds. And also insurance companies, which are mutual companies who kept their money in bonds, they are safer.
Where do we get this number of people's savings or 401ks or retirements that are based on stock being down over 60%? Is that folks that were invested in the wrong sectors? Or
that could be. But overall, you have to take the more conservative viewpoint. So in the last 20 months, since the market started down from 14,160 or whatever the number was up there, and we get out everybody out at 14, incidentally, who was listening, that drop in those professional managed portfolios is down about 45% on average.
All right.
And so it's not very good. And if the Dow goes where I think it will go, to around 4,000, 38 to 4,200, then I think they're going to take another 35% hit. And so they're going to be off about 80%. And that means a lot of them won't pay the way they could otherwise. And what do we know is going to be going on at that time?
Amazing, absolutely amazing. And these companies can't fund themselves now that their stock value's down. It's just a domino effect. Bob Chapman, we'll see you next Friday. Godspeed. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
There he goes. All right, we'll be right back with our next guest. Very informative information. Be sure and check out our websites, prisonplanet.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acolablue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, joining us from the United Kingdom is Janine Roberts. We had her on, I think, 8 years ago. I remember back in college, or was it high school, seeing on PBS part of the film that she made, The Diamond Empire. I've since seen the whole thing, and it was everything that I'd already learned and read in history, and also learned from my dad, who had gone to college with some French guys who were South African, who had tried to break the diamond monopoly in their own little way, the DeBoole brothers. And they're the guys that actually bought up some diamond mines in Arkansas, and the federal government claimed environmental reasons and bought them out for billions of dollars. So that happened later. But so I've kind of, from my position, seen a little bit of the inside of this going on growing up in Dallas, because my dad was, still is friends with the DeBoole brothers. But separate from De Beers, that's the big monopoly. But it's just amazing. And then I've seen articles in things like New Yorker magazine where De Beers brags they hire mercenaries and attack helicopters and go in, and we hear this propaganda about stopping blood diamonds. Oh, anybody else that mines them that isn't certified is hurting children. No, that's propaganda. It is the diamond monopoly that causes all the violence. These things are only semi-precious. Now, that's the basics. We're carrying her new book, Glitter and Greed by Janine Roberts. We have it in the shopping cart at InfoWars.com. For those that want to explain to their wife or their girlfriend or their fiance, you know, who wants some $20,000 diamond ring, she's just got to have it, that they are semi-precious. And if she wants a fine stone, get something else like a ruby or an emerald that actually has true value. People have kind of found this out now, so they're buying colored diamonds because those actually are rare in some cases. Don't be chumps. Don't be ripped off. You know, she was physically attacked over making the film and threatened not to release it, but she still did. Just an incredible lady. So Janine Roberts joining us from England. Thank you for coming on.
It's a pleasure. It's a great privilege.
Okay, you've got the floor. Just boil it down, your story, your saga, the film, the book, everything you went through, what you discovered, how you got in when they wouldn't let anybody else get in and show warehouses of just diamonds being massed to create artificial scarcity.
I've run my hands through buckets of diamonds, literally, thousands of diamonds. They're not, you know, the thing about diamonds is unlike some other stones like sapphires and emeralds, they're not really that rare. You can even manufacture them, you can even cheat. But, you know, a long time ago they were rare. It was when they came out of India and Indian mines were running down and the rich folk in Europe, they bought up these diamonds, they invested in them. But then people went out to South Africa and later on to Australia, and they found them by the, not the bucketful, but by the bathful. In South Africa, I've been told by a foreman that ran parts of a De Beers mine, that occasionally they break through into pockets of diamonds underground, and they literally shoveled up the diamonds. They could take most of the workers out to the area and they put the diamonds into buckets and they bring them to the surface. But yeah, but I've been back since you went out there. You know, since I last talked to you, I've been back out in South Africa and I've got, you know, I found things I only heard rumors about and it's really bad inside some of the mines. What I discovered was that this is new. What I discovered was that inside some of the biggest mines in South Africa, De Beers gets exemption from normal practices, normal health and safety practices. It says the dust inside its mines is harmless. Like normally when someone goes down the mine to mine copper or nickel, they have to have a hose pipe and spray the rock face in front of them with water to catch all the dust, all the dangerous dust, the silica especially, because that gives silicosis, it cuts your lungs to ribbons. Well, De Beers said, oh, no, it doesn't happen in our mines. They get exemption, they don't have to use any water. Mine dust, they tell the government in South Africa, is harmless. Well, one day I was in a De Beers mine, and shop steward turned to me and said, do you know, Jan, we sometimes a mining the diamonds directly out of asbestos. And we're only given a cloth to cover our mouths, and we've got to keep that same cloth for a year.
Now, for those that don't know,
90 years and a bit of cloth over the mouth.
For those that don't know, asbestos is a mineral, and it has little tiny hooks and destroys the lungs, and diamonds routinely are mined out of asbestos beds. Because
it happens that asbestos rock, Christ-like, is sometimes found in the same place that they find diamonds. Exactly,
yes.
The same place. And what it is fine needles. It's needles that you breathe in and they cut into your lungs and they give you a horrifying death eventually. You start.
And they have these poor Africans down in these deep, deep mines just breathing in all of this. And they, as you said, could coat things with water and this wouldn't happen, but they just don't care because they're so ruthless.
It's an exemption problem. One mine worker. And I knocked on the doors of mine workers around the township and knocked on the doors, and I found one in three had damaged lungs. Many of them had lost part of a lung or a whole lung. And one mine worker said to me, Jen, I've worked in copper mines, other mines, and there's always water. But in diamond mines, I reckon the only thing I can think of, I might be wrong, but they want it dusty, they want it full of dust so we can't see the diamonds. You couldn't think of any other reason for this to happen. And one Professor Emeritus of Public Health, told me he tested 200 workers coming out of the Premier Diamond Mine And every single one of them had asbestosis. Yeah, it's terrible lung disease.
Well, I want to get into this, but I want to start at the beginning. I mean, explain to people how the diamond trade works, how you made this international film that was just really opened up the big secret that diamonds are semi-precious and it's a artificial scarcity scam set up by the royal family and Cecil Rhodes and now De Beers. I mean, break that down and then the story of how they told you to shut up.
I got involved in this because I worked with tribal people, Aborigines in Australia, and I went down and then they found the world's biggest diamond deposit on a place where women used to go to pray. But the history of it, how it started, I mean, that's what first got me into diamonds, and I started uncovering this rabbit warren of, you know, real deceit. When they found these, when diamonds are really rare, when they found diamonds literally sparkling in the moonlight in Africa, they hired black workers to crawl along on top of the sand with tin cans around their neck and a gag on their mouth. They couldn't swallow any diamonds and kind of get away with them. And they pick up these diamonds and they clink them into the tins, literally sparkling in the moonlight. And then they got rights, Esther Rhodes and the other, and the Oppenheimers, the Rothschilds. They were finding so many diamonds that the price of diamonds was sure to crash. So Cecil Rhodes, the enterprising man, he said to the merchants in Europe, look, you fund me to buy up all the diamond leases in Africa. You're rich, you can do it, you can fund me. And I promise I won't sell the diamonds to anyone else but you. You just set up your own cartel, I'll sell to you. That's what he did. He bought control of the major diamond finds in southern Africa, set up the company De Beers, and with a contract to sell all the diamonds produced to the merchants in Europe, who could put them away in their safes and their vaults and pretend they're rare. Later on, one of the workers from one of the London plants, London cutting shops, went out there. He was Ernest Oppenheimer. And he, as he went out there, Cecil Rhodes had just died. And Oppenheimer had control, he managed to get control both in Europe over the merchants and the mines in southern Africa. And that gave De Beers all the strength it's had ever since. Other mines have been sabotaged. In his diaries, he says how he buys up farms in order to stop production. I found game parks put up on top of diamond fields in order that the diamonds can't get mined. I've been taken there. I've been told where they are by De Beers geologists, and I've been.
Oh yes, they used phony environmentalism in the case of Arkansas. Huge diamond deposits. They said, no, it doesn't matter if you bought that land, the Bull Brothers. Bill Clinton said it's for the earth.
Well, it's been turned into... I went down there, Murfreesboro, south of Little Rock. And it's... You know, I paid what? I think it was something like $7, $7. And you, for that, you get a license to dig for a day. And people go down, they dig for a day. They're not allowed now to go down deeper than 6 foot. And they've got to fill a hole up at the end of the evening.
And that's just one little area. I've been there and dug, too.
Yeah, I know. All the geology is the same as the pits in South Africa. There'd be 1,000 feet deep, that hole, full of diamonds. And your question is, why was it never mined properly? Never mined industrially. And I talked to people that used to own that place, and they told me how it got sabotaged and how one night two or three of their plants widely separated all burst into flame. Simultaneously to help sabotage that mine. And now it's been turned into a national park. It's never been mined commercially. And yet the geology, when I went to when I went to Washington, D.C., and geology department and got the plans out, you know, the geologist said, this is a good mine. All the reports are as good as India and South Africa. It's never been mined commercially because of one place in the world where De Beers could not control that deposit was in the United States of America, because you've got anti-cartel mines. You've got laws that stop you setting up a cartel.
So Bill Clinton made it a national park.
It was a national park before Bill Clinton.
Yeah, but he grabbed the separate area that the Bulls owned. I mean, you're the expert on this. I just know the backstory here locally, yeah.
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 You see, there's now Canada's mining diamonds, and some other countries are mining them, but they don't want to spoil the racket. They don't sell the diamonds any cheaper because it helps all their pockets.
Stay there. We're going to come back after this quick break. Glitter and Greed with Janine Roberts. The new book. All the latest info at InfoWars.com.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right. A one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Ask how I woke up to the New World Order. One way was learning when I was like 14 that diamonds were semi-precious, that a militarized crime syndicate controlled it. They'd send in mercenaries to engage in assassinations, attacks on countries if they were mining their own diamonds. And now that's mainstream news. And I grew up watching women do anything for diamonds, just worshiping them. And it's just crud. And it's another scam by the globalist and Cecil Rhodes, who said he was going to set up a world government. It's the same people, the same story. Janine Roberts, an amazing lady, Glitter and Greed. Janine, you've broken down how the scam works. I'm going to get into the latest stuff, you know, since your film in the book Glitter and Greed, and also tell folks how to get your film now on DVD that you sell. We'll give out your website or tell folks where they can get it. I specifically, though, tell folks what happened when your film was coming out and it was going to air on British, U.S., and European TV, as it did. I mean, just to get, it's not just you talking to people that have been firebombed or attacked or killed or whatever, or them using nature preserves to shut down mines or not let them be exploited.
Yeah, I interview a terrorist working for De Beers as well in that film.
Stop right there. Terrorist working.
Television now.
Stop. Terrorist working for De Beers. Explain how that works.
Well, he was employed to ambush Africans who wanted to... See, if an African can carry a diamond into Europe, he's allowed to do so. It's quite legal. If he mines it himself, get it to Europe and get international prices from it. If you walk into Antwerp in Belgium, you see signs in the window saying rough diamonds, that's uncut diamonds, bought here. But De Beers is getting all those tainted as if they're not free trade, but they're not individual enterprise, but kind of calling them all blood diamonds, even if a terrorist involved or not. And what De Beers did then, what it seems they did, I think it says a sister company, Anglo-American, that allegedly did this. This guy we interviewed him in Latin America, because he's in hiding. He reported that he had been paid to ambush Africans, ambush them, keep them in prison, and he admitted to torturing them if they were taking diamonds out that weren't they should have gone, in government terms, should have gone to the hands of De Beers. He was there to stop the independent merchants, as far as I could see, to terrorize them, stop them taking any diamonds they happened to find.
Now, when you see a film...
South African, mm-hmm. You're not allowed to carry an uncut diamond in your pocket unless you've got a government license. You're not even allowed to carry a bit of the rock in which they find diamonds. That's illegal.
All right, let me stop you right there.
Mm-hmm.
Total cartel. You see a movie like Blood Diamond, they do reverse propaganda, very complex, really. They admit there's a secret cartel controlling diamonds, but they imply that they're the ones running Blood Diamonds that the individual Africans can smuggle out, when it's actually the big cartel that wants to stop the Africans and aboriginals of Australia to have their diamonds. And so liberals go and feel all good, and Hollywood does, and, oh, we're fighting for Africa, when in reality they're working for the big cartels that have brought all this hell.
Yeah, it's funny. De Beers used to have lots of puppet schoolboys from England. They used to send them out to Africa with a big budget to buy up these diamonds. They wouldn't go on the international market and undercut De Beers diamonds. But now what they do is they label 9 out of 10 diamonds that they label as blood diamonds and stop them trying to be traded. More than 9 out of 10. It's more like 99 out of 100. And nothing to do with terrorism. They're all to do with keep them out of the hands of independent Africans so they can't trade for themselves. That's why all the diamonds nearly are taken out of Africa and cut in other countries by De Beers. A lot go to Israel and a lot go to India to get cut. The very best ones come to the United States. But Africans, you know, they need their income. They need to have a trade out there. We don't need to be giving them aid money. We need to be trading with them. If they're mining their diamonds and they've got the raw material, they should get the maximum amount of money out of it. Because that's a way to get them on their own feet so they can stand up and sort of trade properly.
Absolutely.
They're not allowed to do it. They just, you know, their diamonds get taken out of the country.
Okay. When we come back, we've got a breaking in long segment, Janine. I want to tell a story about what happened to you physically. Right as your film was coming out, how they tried to intimidate you, because that, again, goes directly to the heart of what we're facing. And then the latest info, as your investigations continue, Glitter and Greed, the secret world of the diamond cartel. I want to talk about how long you've been doing this. In fact, briefly, how long have you been investigating this?
About 20 years.
20 years.
I started in 1976.
1976.
30 years.
30 years. Goodness gracious, 30 years. Just amazing. Since 1976, more than 30 years. Okay, Janine Roberts, stay there. We'll be right back. Folks, give this book to the women in your life who've got to have diamonds so they'll understand just what a fraud it is. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Yeah, Jaron in there, directing the show, and Rob, as we simulcast the radio show on TV via PrisonPlanet.tv. The secret world of the Diamond Cartel, Glitter and Greed, he was saying, hey, $20, this book pays for itself. You just give this to your wife or girlfriend, and she understands she's being suckered. I mean, if they'll read this book, they'll understand it, or if they go to Janine Roberts' website and buy a copy of the DVD. And you should want to watch it in high quality. It's also on the web, but for free all over the place. But you really need to watch it on DVD. I hope you'll get that from Janine Roberts. Janine, what's the best website for folks to go to? I mean, we're selling the fine new book you put out, Glitter and Greed, with all the latest investigations and info. But your film made, you know, more than, I guess, 15 years ago is really still the preeminent work. How do folks get a DVD of that?
I can get a DVD from my website, the Diamond website. I've got a number of websites. Or they can email me. They can email very simple, Dan, J-A-N, at Janine Roberts, that's my name, J-A-N-I-N-E-R-O-B-E-R-T-S .com.
But let's go, I mean, there's also a website, though, isn't there?
Yes, there is. It's www.sparkle.com. Dot sparkleplus.com. So sparkleplus.com.
And we've got it up on screen. Okay, let's move quickly because I want to take some calls, too. Specifically, you got some heat for putting this film out. Tell folks what happened right as it was coming out.
My face was sexual assault, and my cheekbones were broken, my nose was broken, damaged eye. Yeah, I was 2 months in hospital. I was critically ill for 2 weeks.
Well, Janine, I was talking over when you asking the question. Can you start over and specifically tell folks the story, how it happened, what they said to you?
It was De Beers, the head of De Beers, was putting pressure on the BBC, who I was helping me make the film. And then one night, a gang broke into my home. There's three of them. They sexually assaulted me, but I fought them off, that part of it. And then they just used me as a punch bag. They broke my face up, broke my cheekbone, broke my nose, broke my eye lens, my good eye, the other eye's lazy. I finished up, got complications. I was critically ill in the hospital for 2 weeks, and I was 2 months in hospital altogether. And while I was critically ill, they had lawyers come into the hospital to try to grab control over my film. And it was pretty tough at the time.
Now, specifically, going from memory here, didn't the gang, while they were pounding you, tell you to not make the, you know, not release the film?
No, they used personal insults to me. Next day, the lawyers came and demanded control over the film. It was like there was me all black and blue, and I was ambushed by lawyers who claimed to got some rights, but it didn't. I had no rights. And they wanted control. And I later heard they put pressure on the BBC from the highest level to try to get me dropped as producer of the film. And when my name still stayed on the film, they threatened the BBC. But my film was never found libelous, no legal actions against it, but there were threats aplenty. I've now got rights back to it, but it took me a real battle. I showed it just the same. I came over, I was invited to Congress, to a congressional hearing in Washington, to talk about diamonds and human rights, and the film was seen by a congressman. And I was invited to the Arctic Waste of Canada to show it to the mine workers at finding diamonds in Canada too. Got my credit back to it, but it was a very tough time.
But your film now has aired in quite a few parts of the world. I know I saw it on TV.
It has aired, the DVD is the longer version of the film. The one on the internet is a shorter version, but it's a longer version, high quality. That's the one that's on the DVD, so that's not available on the internet at the moment.
Yes, yes. Well, good. People should get the DVD. You went through hell to make this, and it's your type of courage. It's a testament to the human spirit. I mean, now it is widely known that diamonds are semi-precious and a scam, and they've lost...
That started the whole thing. I advised on the United States Clean Diamond Act, but unfortunately, they only went for diamonds produced by rebels. So, like, there was a mine in the Congo where Amnesty International reported that there were bodies floating down the river outside the mine, and that children were in the prison inside a diamond mine. And diamonds from there were being sold as clean to the United States because they weren't produced by rebels. They were produced by a government company in cooperation with De Beers, who partly owned it. So they were clean.
Yeah, so they...
Human rights violations are going on.
Yeah, they blame their own actions on anybody else that wants to mine diamonds. I've read that they've lost some of their monopoly. What, they have about 90% of world diamond monopoly now?
They've got less than that. But it doesn't matter because everyone else, all the other major producers, are tamely following along behind De Beers, profiting from the high prices that De Beers maintains by force. So the other guys are not challenging them. They're not trying to undercut them. They don't dare do it. So like the Canadians for a start. They've got quite a lot of diamond mines up there now in the Arctic. They're not undercutting De Beers.
All right.
De Beers is still leading the field. It's still in control.
Okay, let's get into the new information you cover in Glitter and Greed and a new investigation that isn't even in the book. Cover your latest info. You already told us about the asbestos mineral that the diamonds are mined out of.
Yes, I was out in South Africa about a year ago, and I talked to all the doctors, and I found, I got definite proof, and I found a white woman. She was a health and safety officer. She only had to go down the mine twice a week, and she can't pick her children up now from the damage to her lungs. She's just, she's a really fit woman, and she's just, it's really tragic. She's lost part of one of the lungs. She got diseased in her lungs from the asbestos dust. And all she was going down, I think she spent two afternoons every week inside the mine. And I've seen her x-rays and see how within a year damage was showing up on her x-rays. And so if that happens to me, one of the supervisors, what about the workers that are down there every day for 8 hours or more? It's greed. It's pure greed. They mine these diamonds for less than $5 a carat. That's what they pay. $5 a carat. Then they sell a carat of diamonds for $20,000 in the United States. I've seen 8-year-old children cutting diamonds in India. I've seen these children sleeping on the floor of the workshops with their kind of toothbrush stuck to the side of the spinning wheel. No safety precautions, nothing to stop the dust, the corrosive dust from the ground diamond going straight into their lungs.
And this is how the psychological warfare works. So women and men can keep buying them. They go, oh, there's bad diamonds and there's good diamonds. And then they blame all their evil activity on the bad diamond people when that's really them. And then women still go out and buy them. I think the answer is don't buy these dirty things.
No, I think, what I'd like to see, if I was really honest, is what I'd like to see major reform. I'd like to see them have certificates and come out of diamonds with an international inspectorate to make sure that the mine's working properly and the cutters have got ethical, decent conditions.
But the bankers will just buy that, will just control the international inspectorate. I mean, who set up the UN was the Cecil Rhodes combine.
It needs to be something really independent. It needs to be new.
I agree with you. Well, we need to have, people need to fund, their own investigative foundations. Mm. See, the people don't have the money to go out and do investigations and expose it. And just like with organic food, then it would get that trusted group certification.
I just said, can I mention another book coming out this year?
Oh, yeah. Tell us the latest. You said you're working on new investigations. Yes.
Yeah, it's a book called Fear of the Invisible, and it's into the pharmaceutical industry. In the same thing that Dick Cheney heads up for Barbie.
Well, we want to get you back on about...
I've been looking at the drugs that have been sold. I've been looking at childhood vaccines, autism, and all that stuff that gets... children can't go to school unless they've had these injections. And I've got transcripts out of Washington, D.C. that haven't seen the light of day before of a top British and American scientist meeting together... talk behind closed doors, no journalists in the room, about the safety of vaccines. And what they say behind closed doors is nothing like what they say to the public. I've been warned again. I've had a British government scientist say to me, please don't tell parents about this stuff because we don't want them to put them off vaccines.
Well, for those that don't know, I don't know about your investigation, but separately, even ABC News in 2004... reported when Congressman Dan Burton went in and had the documents seized, the high-level CDC and FDA meetings where they said, do not give it to your grandchildren, not give it to your children. Millions have been brain damaged from the mercury alone and other things. The cancer viruses, all of it. We cannot let the public know. They will lynch us. And so they continue.
There's no public. In my book, the very first time I show how these things are made, I go right through it really carefully, ask all the questions, because when what happened here, I was over in the United Kingdom, and my brother phoned me up and told me that his neighbours in the same set, they've got a brain-damaged child just after having an MMR vaccination, and they said, you call yourself an investigative journalist, has the government been hiding anything from us? But to be honest, at that point, I hadn't got a clue. I hadn't been looking into it. I'd been believing what the doctors told me. And but I've gone into it as deeply as I can, just like I've done on diamonds. And I've uncovered a can of worms. You know, it's just, I'm staggered. I'm just horrified. I'm happy to say that my daughter hasn't had my grandchild vaccinated, and my daughter wasn't vaccinated. But the meeting was chaired by the World Health Organization at the NIH in Washington, D.C. And what they found was, the woman had to say, was that chicken leukemia virus was in the MMR vaccine. They said that on record, on a government record.
Yeah, chicken leukemia virus.
Is in MMR, and they can't get it out.
Well, they don't want it out. It's actually
they've lowered the standards by 100 times, and the manufacturers cannot purify the vaccines. I'd always imagined a vaccine was a sterile fluid with sterile ingredients.
No, it's filled with hundreds of different DNA fragments and cancer viruses.
That's exactly right. DNA fragments, RNA fragments. Some of the scientific prions might be in there, too.
And by the way, this is in all their own documents.
This is official documents. I have to do stuff sounds. I found fraud in the documents on HIV from the CDC.
Ma'am, I have the government documents. Yeah, that's from the vaccines. I have the government documents, and this is you can Google this. It's on major websites. Over 200 million Americans.
It's gone up. It's called fearoftheinvisible.com.
Fearoftheinvisible.com. That's the
famous book.
Okay. Well, I mean, did you know?
I've got two strands to my arm. Well, I've done really, major work. It's diamonds and viruses and all those diseases.
Well, did you know that?
They're just scaring us. They try to scare you into buying stuff.
Yeah. Did you know that the HV40 monkey virus?
That's what started me. I was flown by a British television channel to attend an emergency workshop in the 1990s at the National Institutes of Health, and it was about simian virus 40, SV40, being in the polio vaccine. So I thought, well, how on earth does a monkey virus get into the polio vaccine? And I find out that it's grown on dead monkeys.
Literally. Their kidneys.
They kill monkeys. They take their kidneys and their testicles, because they can get to those two things easy. And they put them in the incubator, mash them up, sprinkle a previous batch of vaccine on top of them, wait 2 or 3 days, and then they have a filter at the bottom, and they filter off the fluid from the monkey cells, and that's what goes into the vaccine. Mm-hmm. The leading British expert at this international meeting at the NIH, this is an official record, he said at one period there were more monkey viruses in the polio vaccine than there were polio viruses.
Mm-hmm. And then 200 million Americans were given that, and they confirm it's caused hundreds of millions of cases of the formerly rare cancers caused by the virus. And now it's just, there's kids dying everywhere, leukemia, dying everywhere, cancer.
All around the world. Actually, I watched the cover-up, because I was one of the two scientific journalists that actually sat through all the testimony. The laboratories from all over the world reporting that. And then they had a press conference at the end for the press that were lazy and didn't attend to listen to the scientists directly. And one of the scientists that hadn't spoken out during the meetings told the press that he'd give it to his children.
Yeah, so you...
And that was totally misleading.
Yeah, you go to the meetings, you go to the meetings, and you hear him admit it's killing everybody, and then they go out of the...
I mean, what we've got now, we put... In the flu vaccine, we put mercury, a neurotoxin. And what do we do to our senior citizens who are getting brain diseases, dementia? We give them mercury every year in the flu vaccine.
Which causes that?
Which causes brain damage.
Yes, well, they admit...
I just can't believe the insanity of this.
Well, it's eugenics, ma'am. And I'm glad you've done this. And by the way, you're an incredible person. You're an activist, a journalist, author, and award-winning filmmaker. Janine Roberts has over 30 years' work focusing on mainly on environmental and human rights issues. She's written five books, the Mampoon books, three volumes of the story of Aboriginal communities, armed mercenaries and mining corporations, Jack of Cape Grim, the extraordinary story of Aboriginal resistance, how a group held out against three military expeditions, massacres to mining, the colonization of Aboriginal Australia. So you've been in the bush, Africa, in Australia. You have really been on the front lines, and it goes on and on and on. But let me just, in case you don't know, or find out if you do know, we have all the government documents. So you've gone to one level, but or maybe I haven't given you a chance to go to the next. This is all eugenics, ma'am. By design, they're putting soft kill bio agents, which debilitate and are hard to track while you're dying, through the microplasms, through the DNA, artificially engineered viruses is what you can call them. It's really a nanotech. Through the mercury, through the monkey viruses. The monkey virus is the 60-year-old bioweapon. And the Rockefellers who funded Hitler, they're all behind this, IBM. Are you aware of that level of this?
I'm aware of all the... I'm aware of just how many... I mean, I know that Dick Cheney's was the CEO of one of the companies making it. I now know they're wanting our children to have a cervical cancer vaccine, HPV.
That's killing people.
And it's killed 20 so far. On digital records, and it's they haven't found a virus. It's only proteins. They haven't actually got the virus in the test tube. They can't grow it. They can't produce it there. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, stay there. Let's take a few calls on the other side with our guest, Glitter and Greed, Janine Roberts. Get it at InfoWars.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Oh,
down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. We want to keep Lenny Roberts 5 minutes in the next hour. Another 10 minutes we can take your calls from Robert and Alex and a few others specifically that have questions for her. You know, you hear her trying to warn people. I'm trying to warn people. You learn about diamonds. It goes into another thing and into another thing. We keep buying into their scams, their carbon tax scam, their diamond scam, their vaccine scam. And these are scam artists. I mean, that's how John D. Rockefeller's father made his money, was a snake oil salesman. He would go around going, this will cure your ails. This will grow your hair, make you live longer, make you get up early in the morning. And it was really opium and cocaine mixed together. That's mainly what snake oil was. It, I guess, would cure your ails for at least a little while till you ran out of it. This is what they're doing. We're going to be covering vaccines next hour with a guest. So you'll want to stay with us for that. We've got Barbara Lowe Fisher joining us, one of the heads of the major groups exposing vaccines. But let's take a call from Robert in Canada. You're on the air with Janine Roberts. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Alex, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Before I start, Alex, just wanted to say I've been listening now for about a year and change, off and on, but more dedicated in the past half year, and you are a warrior in the fight. You're a strong, a Conan. You're Conan in the fight, man.
Man, all I'm doing is exposing scams. I tell you, Janine Roberts, Conan.
Well, I can only tell you, Alex, it takes a lot of balls to do what you got to do, especially you got kids at home. I mean, like, it.
Oh, my kids are crying now.
You know, especially living down there in Texas, which is the nest of vipers, right?
Well, look. We don't have a future if we don't stand up. We become enslaved because we don't stand up. Janine?
It's right. I mean, I went out to get myself in hot water all the time. I mean, I got my tire spiked a year ago. I was in Israel, West Bank, Palestine, and it was Israelis that spiked my tires, both my front tires. And the thing was, I stopped to talk to a Palestinian farmer, and they decided I must be a bad one. So they spiked my wheels. I mean, it's, you know, you see what other people have to put up with. You know, I'm reporting it, I get there, I get onto the scene, but, you know, the only way to see something, get the truth of it, is you have to go there and actually talk to the people.
Absolutely. Anything else, Robert?
Well, my question actually was, you were speaking earlier about how they closed down this mine in the United States when they discovered these diamonds. How did they ever allow the Canadian mines to open then? Because, you know, I did some research into it. Apparently, 60% of it's owned by Rio Tinto in Australia, and the rest is a guy by the name of Harry Winston, is it? Harry Winston Enterprises, which is actually based in the UK.
All right, well, let her answer that. Go ahead.
With Rio Tinto Zinc, RT said, that was one of my first targets. My book about, book called Massacres to Mining, an earlier book of mine, was all about Rio Tinto Zinc. And how they operate with utter ruthlessness towards tribal peoples, so American Indians, wherever they are. I was up there. I was asked up to Yellowknife to advise the people up there. The local environmentalists wanted to put my film on in Yellowknife. And De Beers brought in the lawyers and told them they couldn't show the film. It was front page headlines in their local newspaper. And they insisted, they flew me up there to put it on in the biggest cinema in town. And I was kept there speaking afterwards for 2 hours.
All right, stay there. Janine, we got a break. 1 minute break. We'll come back with 5 final minutes with you so you can finish up what you were just saying so we can talk to Alex in Florida. Stay with us. 4th hour straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.